Hello, this is Nicole with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC, and I want to welcome a live guest to CJSF for a Studio 6 session. I have country folk singer and songwriter Rebecca Hawker here with us, coming in from Ontario. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Rebecca?
Oh my God. I am so happy to be here. I'm in a bit of a delirious, is this real state after traveling, but really, really excited.
Absolutely. So we are excited to hear you, you know, kick it off, kick it away.
All right, here we go.
Well, the sweat is rolling right off of me. Guess I wasn't made to take this heat. Take it slow, take the time that you want. Wake me up, there's a fever coming on. The way that you're moving makes life on my suffering. And my heart is pumping and we're not even running. You're cool like a window that doesn't know it's open. And I can't stop myself from taking a look at, taking a look at. Well, this man has me falling on my knees. Well, don't go, stay a little longer, please. I don't know if we'll ever be. The way that you're moving makes life on my suffering. And my heart is pumping and we're not even running. You're cool like a window that doesn't know it's open. And I can't stop myself from taking a look at, taking a look at. You're cool like a window that doesn't know it's open. And I can't stop myself from taking a look at.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Yeah, this is so exciting to be here on the air, speaking into the ether of the radio waves. I was explaining to Nicole, I haven't done this a ton, so it's really fun to kind of do these new experiences and getting to share music in a different way. Right now, there's only three of us in this room together, and so it's actually probably like the most intimate performance I've ever done in my life. This is a song about aging and turning 30. I turned 30 recently. Yeah, well, a few years ago, but I still count it. And this is really a song about approaching big numbers like that and kind of taking the time to reflect back, especially 30 is the first time I feel like as an adult you really make, you're like a sentient being and you're aware of the choices that you've made and you have time to reflect and kind of decide if you did a good job or not. And so that was me turning 30 and just kind of, yeah, trying to figure out if I had made any of the right choices.
Well, I feel like I'm hurting, I feel like I'm fighting, I feel like I'm choosing whiskey over wine, and I feel like a promise you never have to keep. I feel like somebody's always watching over me. 21 was easy, 29's no fun. Everybody's finished, but I've only just begun. I can get so twitchy, sitting on my hands. Someone take my phone and throw it in a garbage can. Oh, what if life is about sitting back and watching things fall? What if I am doing it wrong? And I'll go back to Barry and I'll get a real job, something that's more steady. Yeah, I'll get a car and I'll take care of Dad when he's old and gray. Guess I'll be the girl that never got her break. What if life is about sitting back and watching things fall? What if I am doing it? Let's go down to Texas, let's see a real band, something that's impressive, make it all make sense, and we can talk for hours on the ride back home, somewhere past Ohio, I'll forget all that I know. What if life is about sitting back and letting things go? What if I am doing it wrong? What if I am doing it? What if life is about sitting back and letting things go? What if I am doing it?
That goes out to anyone above the age of 30 who's existentially in a crisis perpetually, which I think is basically everyone if you exist in this current stage of time. Absolutely. Lots of people not in here in the studio, I gotta say. Oh, yeah, that song. It's funny, I always tell people before I start that song that I'm from Barrie, Ontario, and I like to tell people that because it's a big part of why I write the music I do and the person that I am. And there's another song I wrote about Barrie that I'm going to share right now called Kempenfelt Bay. And so Barrie, we have this, I mean, it's no ocean, that's for sure, but we do have a nice body of water that are, I know everyone out here on the West Coast is so spoiled. You get your oceans and whatever. But listen, us humble Ontario folk, we do what we can with what we have. So we have this bay in Barrie. And growing up, I was so lucky to live close to the water where, you know, I grew up in a huge family. I have 9 siblings. So there's 10 kids in total in my family, which is, I know, so obnoxious. And yeah, so I can remember going to the beach all the time when I was a kid. And also Barrie at the time had a really thriving, you know, small music community. And that's really where I first started going to shows and really started, you know, asserting my individuality as a songwriter and as this artistic, creative person. And so when I moved away when I was around 20, I was really, really homesick. I mean, I only moved to Toronto, which is like an hour away, so I was being a bit dramatic, but that's my license as a songwriter, so whatever. but I really, you know, when you move away from home, you just miss these familiar people and being able to go to these places and just recognize the path. And so I kind of wrote this love song to Kempenfelt Bay and just the people that I left behind there. Super ironic because I actually moved home about 4 years ago, so but now I'm on the West Coast, so singing a song about home feels really good. Mm-hmm.
said we'd do. Back when my skirts were long and the stairs felt shorter too. I've grown an inch since then, or maybe five at short. I hope you're singing still, Ma always loved your sword. And did you move out fast, just like you spoke about? I'm sure your hair grew long, but your jeans are still cut short. I see your sister round, she's got a laugh like yours. I hope you sing about our summer after chorus. Well, I'm a long, long ways away from home, and I'm not sure if I still belong. I'll try to but I think I might just go back to Campionville Bay.
Thank you. Do you like that one?
Yes.
That one feels good. Normally at my shows, which, if anyone's in town, tonight, July 2nd, I'm playing at the Heatley in Vancouver with Steph Wall and Mercy Walker, the two artists I'm sharing this bill with. Okay, fantastic, fantastic singers and songwriters. So the show will start, music starts at 8 p.m. if anyone's in town. Covers $15. I'll probably play that song. And normally I do make everyone sing the chorus, Kempenfelt Bay, with me. Because it feels really cool to take a song about your hometown around and make people sing it. And the other part of that is I get made fun of so much for being from Barrie. So it's almost like, well, yeah, I don't. It's people, you know, I tell them I'm from Barrie. They're like, huh, you don't seem like you're from Barrie. And I'm like, that is an insult. You're calling me trashy. I know what this is. You're trying to disguise it, but you're calling me, saying you think I should be more trashy than I am. And so, yeah, it just feels really, I feel really vindicated to make people also sing about this beautiful part of my hometown. So that's a song I'll be playing and making people sing. And then this next song as well is something I'll be playing tonight. And this is a song that my EP that I released last year was named after this song. It's called Quit My Habit. And this is a song I like asking people or kind of inviting people to sing along, not out of a bad place of wanting them to love Barrie more, but this is really just a song that's about grief, and it's about, you know, the kind of these funny stages of grief we go through. For me, I lost my mom in 2021, and I really, you know, I didn't even want to write about it for a few years. And it took some time to heal from that before I wanted to use songwriting kind of as this creative outlet to process it, which is totally the opposite of what you expect for a songwriter. And then even this song, it came from a place of not, you know, not going gung-ho into writing a song about my dead mom, but more from a place of being confronted with grief in a really public place at someone's show and just kind of having these emotions swell up inside of me and just actually not wanting anything to do with them and not wanting to have to process it in that moment. So sharing this song has been really cathartic to me, and it's been, yeah, really, really a cool thing to bring it to these different spaces and also just have the stories of people's own losses that they can share with me after, and all of us just kind of can exist in this fishbowl inside of this song and just, you know, let ourselves feel the weight of grief in a very public setting, which normally, I think especially in Western cultures, we're not encouraged to do at all. And so it can feel like this really healing moment. So I invite you out there, wherever you are, to sing along with this song. And I invite you guys here in the studio with me to sing along if you want to.
Thinking about you, playing with your ring on my finger. Thinking about you, thinking about memories, how they linger. Thinking about you, found you in the words of an old songsmith. Thinking about you, a never-ending process. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to quit my habit, crying alone. And I don't want to think about it. And I don't want to sing about it. I just want to quit my habit, crying alone when I'm thinking about you. My big sister, thinking about you. With each spray of your perfume, thinking about you. Like a nearly forgotten story, thinking about you. Each new morning, You're in everything I see, reminding me. Oh, but I don't want to think about it, and I don't want to talk about it. I just want to quit my habit, crying alone when I'm thinking about you.
Lots of howling going on here in the studio. All right. Well, I think I'm just going to play one more song here for you guys. And yeah, I just want to thank everyone out there who's listening, and thank you guys here at CSJW for having me.
CJSW.
Sorry. Really? This is so
good
close.
They
CJS.
CJSF.
CJSW. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is awesome to be here in studio, and just such a unique experience for a musician nowadays to not be alone in my bedroom recording something for my phone. So this is a song I wrote a while ago. It got released back in 2023. It's called Ticket, and very real story. I did write this song prompted because of a random radio station in like France followed me on Instagram. Yeah. Nothing came from that, but Well, someone from the radio station followed me last night. Them boys round here keep telling me I can make it if I play it right. I've got a ticket to get somewhere. Oh, I've got a ticket. And all them boys I kissed last summer who wouldn't call me back will pick my name out of their pockets and wanna place their bet. I've got a ticket out of here. Oh, I've got a ticket. Chasing something they'll never get, and I've been chasing broken hearts so pieces don't get left. Oh, everybody wants something, and I'm not afraid what I got. No, I'm satisfied with the long shot. I've got a ticket. Since that bad man broke my heart, and he might say he made me, but he didn't write this song. I've got a ticket to make my way. Oh, I've got a ticket. Everyone's been chasing something. Everybody wants something. I'm not.
something they will never get. And I've been chasing broken hearts, so pieces don't get left. Oh, everybody wants something. I'm not afraid what I got. No, I'm satisfied with the long shot. I'm satisfied with the long shot. I'm satisfied with the long shot. I've got a ticket. I've got a ticket.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Rebecca, for the beautiful sounds, O-M to the G.
And so good.
It's so good. And, you know, here's for another studio sex session. Woo! Oh, my gosh. You know, on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
You can check out more videos from the Studio 6 Project at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@CJSFRadio. And also for tonight, once again for Radioland, tell us where you're playing.
Oh, well, I'm playing at the Heatley in Vancouver, and the show starts at 8 p.m. I'll be on around 10. There's three amazing artists, Steph Wall, Mercy Walker, so definitely come check us out.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Rebecca.
Thank you. Woo!